Quietly, I affirm my reality. This is Dr. Howard L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Quietly, I affirm my reality. It's so easy to say that we confirm our reality. It's so easy to say that we are interested in reality, whereas in reality, we're not really interested in reality. We are interested primarily in the appearances. We're interested primarily in what makes the world go round, what things we see, what things we do, how we react and how we respond to the world that's around us. And it's kind of a shame, because that is such a narrow appearance, such a narrow look at our world. It's such a narrow understanding of what's going on. And because it's such a narrow understanding of what's going on, we really have no idea where we're going or how we're going to get there. Quietly, I affirm my reality. I say to myself, I like me. I say to myself, I am peace. I say to myself, all is in divine order. And when I say to myself, all is in divine order, what am I really saying? Am I saying that I do let go and let the divine guide me and direct me and lead me? I do follow that inner voice, that inner awareness that tells me the right thing to do at all times? Or do I logically look at things? Do I categorically look at things in the outer? And do I say, well, that's an appearance that's not good? Parents oftentimes work with their children by confirming that their children are wise, that their teenage children have learned something in the years of being with the family, and that the teenage children have within them qualities of goodness, qualities of right, qualities of balance, qualities of all that make their life happy. And so the parents sometimes, even though the children say they're going to make bad decisions, the parents say, well, that's a decision you have to make for yourself, and you decide for yourself what it is that you're going to do, because you're going to have to live with yourself. Now, if that's what you want, then you go for it. We'll support you in whatever you choose to do, but remember, it's going to be your decision, and we are not going to tell you you can't do anything or that you can do anything. We know that you can do anything you want to do, of course, but it's your decision. And when parents do that, they think they're being so psychologically smart in getting to the inner psyche of the children, the inner psychology of the children, so that the children will act upon their own, and so the children will not go contrary to what the parents tell them, because the parents tell them they have to do things. Well, that sounds all good and dandy, but the big test is not in what the children do. The big test is not in how the children respond to life, how well they've been trained, how well they've been taught, what values they have. The big test is with mommy and daddy. The big test is with the parents who believe that their children will make good decisions. Maybe not the ones the parents might make, but they believe that the children will make good decisions based upon good values that they have had all of their life. The parents believe in this. Now, what gives them the confidence to believe in such a thing? What gives them the ability to trust their children when they know that if they were to face the same thing, they might act quite differently? Well, it all comes back to understanding who you are. Quietly, I affirm my reality. My reality is not the outer. My reality is the inner. I believe that my children will act in an intelligent, beneficial way based upon the values that they have learned, that they have taken for themselves. But the biggest thing that I believe is that I believe in myself. I honestly believe the children will follow their inner guidance to its highest and greatest quality. Quietly, I affirm my reality. My reality is that within my children is that wisdom, that guidance, that love, that joy, that benefit will bring only happiness into their life. But I have to believe first that that guidance, that joy, that love, that benefit in their life is in me first. I believe that everything my children do turns to a blessing for them. I believe that everything in the outer stands upon what the inner reveals to me and to all in my world. But I'm not believing that the inner reveals to the outer in my world or to others in my world. I believe it reveals to me. People often say, Herb, how can you be so unconditionally loving? How can you be so generous with people? And I tell them, in all honesty, I tell them, I can see right through them. I know exactly who they are. I know what they believe because they believe what I believe. I know what they're thinking. They think what I think. I know how they're acting in life because they're acting like I act because they're my reflection. But now, if I outwardly say to my creation, to my friends who talk to me, and they say, how can you have such confidence in something that seems to be so contrary? And then I boldly speak up and say, because I look right past the illusion and I see the truth, because I can see the truth. I have that inner vision, that inner wisdom, that inner understanding. I know. And they think, oh, yes, Herb, you are a guru. Oh, yes, Herb, you are God. Yes, Herb, you are wonderful. No, no, no. That's true. I am God, just like everyone else is. But I act upon my God inner awareness. And my God inner awareness tells me that when I say all is in divine order, I mean all is in divine order. I don't have to get out and shout at people. I do that occasionally to get their attention, but I don't even have to do that. I can just quietly, gently, unassumedly know that all is in divine order. Now, people who are used to me and who listen to me and who hear me oftentimes expect me to be very vituperous, very strong in my statement to get their attention. And yet it is the quiet statements that I make that are the most intensive. They are the most responsive. I just quietly make some statement of truth and let it be, and they come back to me later having pondered that statement of truth, and they came to their own decision, and they say, well, now, if I were to make that decision, this is what I would do. And I say to myself, exactly. I knew all along, you knew all along, we knew all along, it always was known. But you fought it. And the reason that you fought it is not because you didn't want to do it. The reason you fought it is not because it was right or wrong to do it. The reason that you fought it is that you had not believed in yourself. When we believe in ourselves, when we let go and let the divine in us guide us, direct us, lead us, and show us the way, and reveal to us all the knowledge, all the wonderment that life has to offer, then we really know that we are quietly reaffirming our reality. We are quietly speaking to the truth within us. We don't have to define it. We don't have to be able to speak it in particular words. Sometimes it's a an inner knowingness. Sometimes it's, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's jumping up and clicking your heels and clapping your hands and saying, "Wowie!" And sometimes it's, most of the time actually, it's just a quiet inner feeling of, that's good. That's good. Nobody hears us. Nobody knows what's going on in us. But we know, that's good. And as we know that it's good, we are quietly affirming our reality. And our reality is not the all-knowingness being made aware to us, but it's the all-knowingness revealing itself in this circumstance so that all the details of the circumstance work out in perfect harmony. All the details work out in perfect right action. Sometimes we might think it's like the scenario of a TV serial story, that each one of the stories builds up to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. But you see, that's not reality. Reality is, it is done now. There is no building up to it. There is no revealing it to others. There's no going out and talking to others. The quiet monk who sits in his cloistered experience quietly, wherever he may be, wherever she may be, and speaks their word of truth, is the most effective developer, the most effective revealer of truth in the universe. With their much shouting, with their much ranting and raving, many ministers go around trying to bring changes in the world. Many politicians go around trying to bring changes. But yet, the ambassador of goodwill, as it's called, the person who is a messenger of peace, when the dove of peace lands on your shoulder, all your problems are over. Everything is in divine order now. Now, the dove hasn't changed anything in you, except perhaps your attitude. The dove hasn't changed anything in you about what you're doing, what you're thinking, where you're going, how you're acting. But because you have a changed attitude, because you have a changed awareness within yourself, it is done. And somehow, all the things that needed to be redressed, all the things that needed to be addressed, all the things that needed to be confessed, all the things that needed to be revealed, no longer are important. They all fade away. And whatever is pure right action takes place. Whatever is the divine pattern for truth takes place. And nothing more need be done. It is complete. It is whole. It is wonderful. And it is now. This is all that matters. And this is what matters for you and for me. This is our reality. Quietly, I affirm my reality. And my reality says, it is done. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.